A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to podcast episode number 113. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. I remember back to the late 1970s. It seems my father knew a guy who knew a guy that said Consolidated Edison, the company that furnishes New York City with electric power, well, it seems Consolidated Edison had made a huge profit in the current quarter. Now, this was very surprising, since Con Ed, as the company was known, was at the time a real dog on Wall Street, operating in the red without any hope of showing a profit. I was told they were expecting approval on a rate hike, and therefore they didn't want to show this huge profit, so they were manipulating the books to postpone the reporting of the profit. It would be a simple matter of posting some income to the next quarter and posting some expected expenses in this quarter. It was a common practice back then, so I bought the stock, and it promptly went down. Not having the courage to hold on, I sold out and took the minor loss. Of course, my father's information was correct, and in the coming months, the stock went up and up. This private information of business developments has always been quite valuable to investors. They're so valuable that many feel the stock exchanges are as much a market for such information as they are for stocks. Certainly, Bloomberg News thinks so. They made their fortune taking private information public. This information can be converted into real dollars in much the same way as gold and silver. What's amazing is that until recently, the use of insider information or insider trading was legal and unquestioned. People like Nathan Rothschild built a huge fortune with the use of advanced news. He heard about the great victory Wellington had achieved at Waterloo and really cashed in on it. John Jacob Astor made his fortune with advanced news of the ending of the War of 1812. Most 19th century fortunes were established with the practice of insider trading, and no one questioned such trading. But in 1910, the morality of corporate officers trading in their own companies, it's now challenged. But it would take 24 years for Congress to do anything about it. In 1934, the Securities and Exchange Act is passed. Now, corporate insiders must return all profits they make on short-term trades. In 1942, the act is strengthened with the rule that no stock trader may make any false statement of a material fact or omit to state a material fact. But enforcement, until recently, it's rare. Why? Because it was also a commonly held belief cashing in on corporate secrets is a proper incentive to business executives. Today, however, the corporate lawyers are kept quite busy making sure that executives play fair with the inside information they possess. However, you can still read in the newspapers every so often about some executive being arrested for insider trading. Like all crimes, a few get caught, but not every insider trader faces exposure. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.